port of Toledo dredges more sediment than any port on the Great Lakes, up to 1 million cubic yards every year. The port's Joseph Kappel says the idea of reusing sediment as soil for agriculture is new for the Great Lakes region and ideal for Lake Erie's western basin.
Because there are so many agricultural fields around this area in this watershed, it's kind of a logical choice to take a look at returning this soil to where it's ultimately coming from.
Kappel says material dredged from the Maumee River is safe for planting crops and is not contaminated. The sediment can also be used to build up a field, so it's less prone to flooding. Kappel says getting farmers to look at sediment as a useful material requires data and research they'll conduct over the 2-year project.
The idea of this project is to change the perception of this material and get people more open to using it in their own projects because there's plenty of it to go around.
Other cities have tried using dredged sediment for road improvements, construction, and freeway bank restoration. In addition to using soil on agricultural fields, Toledo is testing another use for dredged sediment, wetlands. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.